Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Was sagt der Zerven? Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. I want to make an Iruvit Techum. But I want to make the Iruvit Techum in such a way that many, many people should be part of it. So Kate said, Mishtatfin Betchum. How can I make an Iruvit Techum where it would be a Shutfis, a partnership of a lot of people? Sagt der Mishnah, Meniach es Hachavis. This person puts down a barrel. The Yomer, he says, Rezel l'chal b'nei iri. Let this be for all the people of my town. L'chal mi sheyeluch l'beis ha'evil, anyone who wants to go be Menachem Avol, or l'beis ha'mishta, or anyone that wants to go to a house where there's a simcha going on. There's a chasana there, people want to join the chasana. So it's a mitzvah to be m'semei ha'chasa v'kal. Eruv t'chumen is only for a dvar mitzvah. So this is what I did. I put down my barrel, and I say this is for all the people in my town. Whoever has an inyan of a mitzvah that they have to go, and without the Eruvit Techumen, they would not be able to get there. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. And this, of course, is based on what we learned in the earlier Mishnah, that you can't make an Eruvit Techumen for a person without him agreeing, because an Eruvit Techumen isn't just an advantage, it's an advantage and a disadvantage. Whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. So Memela, the Mishnah explains, V'chayel shekibol olav mibayim, v'chayel, any person, shekibol olav, who accepted this upon himself mibayim when it was still day. Any person that said, oh, someone put down an Eruv for all of us, yeah, I want to be part of it. So mutter for him, it's mutter. But mishetechshach, if it was only after dark, aser, it's aser. She'ein ma'arvin mishetechshach, because you can't make an Eruv after dark. Now the Batanur explains, that if the person knew about this Erev before Shabbos, even though he didn't decide 100% that he wants to rely on it, at the point he made a decision, he attacked, I want to join that Simcha tomorrow. I'll use the Erev. Even though by the time he made that decision it was night, it's okay, it's still mutter. As long as he knew about this possibility, when it was still day. Now how does this work? If he didn't make the decision till at night, so what does it help me that he knew about it from beforehand? Well, there's something called Breira. Breira is a concept where, at the point that a person makes a decision, I realize this is what he meant all along, even from before. So in this case, he knows there's an Erev. He knows that the person was kind enough to do it on behalf of everybody. Should I join? Should I not join? I'm not sure. If later on, even after it's already Shabbos, he says, no, Itaka should go. To be mechazik someone, or to join in the simcha. So we assume that that's really what he meant all along, just somehow he didn't come to terms with it yet. But you could only say that if he knew about it, to start with. We can only go back to the point where it could have been good had he made a decision. But if he didn't know about it before Shabbos, so we could only go back to the point that he knew about it. And if at the point he knew about it, it was already Shabbos, so that's too late to make an Erev. Okay, once again, what does our Mishnah tell us? Our Mishnah is telling us that if you want to make an Erev for a lot of people, you put down a chavis, you say, this is for all the people of my city, anyone that wants to go to a Dvar Mitzvah, to be Mechazik people that are sad, or to join in the Simcha of a Chasana. And the Halacha is, anyone that accepted it upon himself, yes, I want to be part of this Erev Meba'oid Yoim, he can use it on Shabbos, he can go the extra Amos in that direction. If he only found out about it after it got dark, then it's too late. Even though right now he wants to join, but it's too late. And the Gemara tells us a chiddush that if he knew about it from before, even though he didn't make his decision till after it got dark, so we apply the principle of Breira and we say that it's still okay.